Their last visit to Peter Eckhorn's Top Ten Club had gone very well, and he naturally wanted them back again. The rival Star Club was to open in the spring. Its owner, Manfred Weisslieder, gave the manager, Horst Fascher, his orders.
Okay, before we open the club, you go over to England and get groups booked in advance, 3-4 months in advance. And then I told him about the Beatles. I said the Beatles were in Hamburg in the top 10, and they went down so well, and Eckhorn is planning to get the Beatles back. If I would go over now and try to get the Beatles for the Star Club, we would have the biggest opening we could ever think of. So he gave me money in his pocket and said, okay, get the Beatles, it doesn't matter how much it costs, go and get the Beatles. And then I went again with Roy Young to Liverpool to get the Beatles. But in that time, already Brian Epstein signed up the Beatles and the manager. So we had to go to Brian Epstein to deal with him. We told him all about the Beatles, that we want to open a club called Star Club. We had already a name, but the name was not published yet. And we are interested to book the Beatles and the opening band. And he said, yeah, but we give already our word to Peter Eckhorn, and we can't cancel that and things like that. And I said, yeah, okay, we pay you any money you're asking for, because we must have the Beatles and things like that, because Weisslieder told me like that. And then he told me something about that the Beatles were getting a week, each of them 450 marks. And I offered him 600 a week to sign up for the Star Club. And then we made a deal, and it was set that the Beatles came to the opening on the 13th of April, 62, to the Star Club Hamburg.
It is now 5 minutes past 12.
Und weil er geht im Stadion und dann Stars aus Liverpool bei den Beatles.
Yeah.
Shadow over that opening night was the sad news that their former bass player and friend Stu Sutcliffe had died a few days before in a Hamburg hospital. Always artistic, he and his fiancée Astrid had contributed much to the way the Beatles looked and thought at that time. It's impossible to say for sure, but had he lived, Stuart would probably have been a very successful painter.